Sometimes you got to win games like that. I mean, at the end of the day, a couple weeks back, we went to L.A. and we didn't play our best game, and we let up about 35 points on defense, and the offense bailed us out. So, you know, at the end of the day, we're a team. We're stick together. We stand up for each other, and you know, we knew we had to step up a little bit, and we did that.
What changed after, say, that first drive of the second half?
Well, really, we let up one long run. We let up a couple. It was one of the worst drives we'd had in a while on the ground, and it was just basic stuff. So once we just settled in a little bit and got back to playing our game, you know, we knew we had to make them earn it.
Knowing that you guys have that number one seed locked up now, how reassuring a feeling is that?
It's reassuring, but we got to beat good teams no matter what. That's what the playoffs is. I mean, every game's going to be like that. You know, hopefully we execute better, but, you know, we're going to play good teams every week, and Oakland's a good football team. I know that things haven't gone their way this year, but, you know, they got a really good running back, weapons, and a Pro Bowl quarterback. I'd say, you know, getting a win on Christmas and locking up home field, you know, it's still pretty good.
Can you sum up this season coming here? They match an Eagles franchise record with 13 wins, and you get the number one seed in the NFC, and what you guys have done. And there's been a lot of injuries and things like that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, we got a tough team. We got a resilient team. I think that starts at the top with Doug. You know, he sets the tone for being resilient and even keeled. And at the end of the day, we got a tough group of guys. And we hope it's, you know, 13 wins is great, all that. But we got to make it worth something. And that means building. And that means next week playing our best and carrying that into the playoffs.